I began to read over again what I had, and I thought, I know it was him, and I know it was to be said, and I thought back to the earlier parts of the songs and so forth where there was agreement, and yet I thought, I don't want to come against all that joy and life and love that Father Chris was preaching, because it's true. But anyway, I'm just going to give it and leave it up to God. I'm failing in understanding at this point, but I'm giving it anyway because it is him. This is in the way of a prayer, and it is from Jeremiah. And it is true, but there's a positive side to it and a life-giving side to it. For now, we need to be available and heart committed to his end-time dealings in order to be ready for his use. Our nation, too, like Israel and Judah was then, is one that does not obey his voice many times, nor does it receive correction, instruction, or discipline. Truth, fidelity, veracity is perished and is cut off from our mouth in many ways and in many situations in society. We need to go into mourning for these things that grieve the Lord, for what we have allowed of perfidy against him, and for profaning his name before the nations. We're supposed to be a beacon of light, of God's light, of God's life. They're supposed to be able to look to us as one of the ones who stands for him. Some of these abominable ways brings the wrath of God, but we don't have to be there. We don't have to be under the wrath of God. These pollutions have even come into what is called his house, but now are filled with evils instead of true worship. Now is only lip service, which he rejects. He is so grieved with this high places of idolatry, where we sacrifice our babies to the fire of abortion and our youths to the ways of the world and wickedness. Our streets have become also valleys of slaughter. Forgive and cleanse us, Lord. This has never been in your heart to do, not even once. The time of your wrath will mean that there will be too many bodies to even bury. We don't want to go there. And he's given us his life, that if we are to celebrate what he's given, that we don't have to go to the pleasures and celebrations of the world, the voices of hilarity and mirth. And he will cause that to cease. But we can turn to him. And the thing that I'm believing right now is deeper prayer, deeper belief, deeper seeking is the way to head all of this off. So even though it's truth, and even though it's in our day, we have a chance, even now, to turn more to him than we ever have before, and to express our love to him, and to take care of each other, and to care about, instead of just turning our eyes away from what we see that, oh no, they didn't do that, I'm not going to look at that. Look at it, see what will happen if we don't turn to our God, if we don't get his power working in our lives. We can help. We can bring change. But we have to stand and we have to pray.
I don't see anything contrary in there, because we have to be the light of the world in this darkness, don't we? Amen.
So, Father Chris, Father Dave, there, I've shared earlier here a couple of this morning that I woke up in the middle of the night and had some sweats and strange feelings and realized I needed to pick up my Bible and did. And went to Isaiah. I want to say it's Isaiah 20. I really don't even know. I didn't look at the number. I didn't care. I just opened the Bible and let it go to where it went. And it went to Isaiah. And it was a prophecy against Babylon. And that's pretty much what I was feeling right there. When I was feeling myself. I had a dream and I was like in this underworld and all the electronics and everything were going on around me, and like I couldn't find where I was actually trying to find our church, and I could not find it. But just all this other stuff was there in the way, and the people I could tell were just lost and dazed and caught up in society as it is. And didn't know how to drive, you know, that car for the uniform, you know, it's just crazy. But amazingly, the second half of that is the praise. At the end of that is there's the prophecy against Babylon, and then there's the how to praise God from for the Israelites and even those who weren't. So the Israelites and the aliens will come together with you. And when the prophecy is that he was putting us on a mountain to be the warriors that would end up killing a lot of the people of Babylon, I guess, in the sense that it's pretty strong.
See, here's how the enemy can work. I almost didn't give that because of that. I almost told Father David, you know, not to. That I was out of time, that I wasn't hearing right. You know, there was a real big attack against me even given. The enemy does not want us to know that he's defeated, that he's a liar.
Amen.
And that we can bring life.
You heard something about that, didn't you?
Yeah, we were talking about when to share this. Teaching from the bishop this week was had to do with, well, part of it was that the realization that the enemy is defeated. And a lot of times we feel like we're under attack. And he said, we're not under attack. They're defending themselves because we're advancing. So when you think that you're under attack, it means you're about to break through into a new place in your faith journey where you're going to cause immeasurable harm to the kingdom of the world. But that, you know, when we constantly feel like we're under attack, oh, we're under attack. And the example I was giving to sharing with Father Chris is that right before my ordination, I felt like I was under tremendous attack everywhere, at work, in personal life, some things going on in the congregation. It just, and I thought, oh, so you hunker, your tendency is to want to hunker down till the storm passes. And what the bishop was saying was, no, that you push on through the storm so that you get out of it and that you're, you know, that you get to that new place. And so, yes, it's, yeah. Remember, attack, attack, attack. Right. Don't go on the defensive, don't hunker down.